To the frontier of transparent finance with ARK21 Shares and Chainlink Labs. My name is William Riley. I lead up global head of centralized finance partnerships at Chainlink. Centralized
finance orgs. William, you're cutting out a little bit. We're going to hear you. And maybe we can start with a round of introductions. So hi, everyone. I'm Eliza Dinga. Head of strategy and BD at 21 Shares. 21 Shares, for those of you who don't know, we are the world's largest crypto ETP issuer, exchange rate products, with over $5 billion in AUM and over 45 products listed globally. And of course, we have an exciting announcement with Chainlink last week as we launched the proof of reserves for our spot Bitcoin ETF in the US. On my team, I also have Andres Valencia. Andres, why don't you introduce yourself?
Thanks, Ellie. So yeah, I'm Andres. I'm the SVP of Financial Products here at 21 Shares. I oversee the operations, trading, and portfolio management teams. I'm excited about this partnership.
Yep, absolutely. So maybe we can start with what's proof of reserve?
Ellie, really quick, do we want to jump in and introduce David?
Yeah, sure. We also have David from ARK. David, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey, how's it going? David Paul, research associate here at ARK Invest.
Great. I think, Will, if we can give your mic a try again, let's see if you can come back on.
Apologies. Am I coming through by chance?
We can hear you now, Will.
Yeah, we can hear you as well, William. All good.
Awesome. How about Andres? Are you able to give us a brief intro?
Hey, Will. Yeah, I covered that already. We can continue.
Yep. So let me start. I think it would be just easier if everyone can hear me.
All right. How about David with ARK?
Yeah, already introduced. I think we can follow up with questions and the topic in hand, what is proof of reserves, etc.
Yeah, let's get started. I think that would be just easier for everyone. I'm sorry about the issues. That always happens. That's okay.
Okay.
All right, first, love to set some groundwork for our conversation. Ellie, can you tell us a little bit about the partnership between Chainlink Labs and 21 Shares, and what Chainlink products does 21 Shares work with?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, of course, I can get started. So I think first it's good to give an introduction to Chainlink. I think for us, what we are super excited about is the fact that Chainlink was able to build this bridge between traditional finance and crypto to be connected with data, because blockchains are not naturally compatible with real-world data, whether it's like, you know, stock data or even the proof of reserves of a fund. And I think the technology is quite unique for us to have that globally accessible to a public ledger like Ethereum, so that we can read any kind of data. And that's really what Chainlink does. They were able to secure, you know, billions of dollars in value, trillions of dollars settles as well on multiple blockchains, including Ethereum. And as such, this technology can be used for any kind of data, including our Bitcoin reserves for our spot Bitcoin ETF. And as such, we came up with this fantastic partnership so that anyone in the world with an internet connection can see our Bitcoin reserves in real time, available on the Ethereum blockchain, the world's largest smart contracts platform, so that anyone can see finally in real time the Bitcoin reserves. And for specific reasons, of course, we do not share our wallet addresses for security. And of course, you know, some attacks that can happen on several wallets. And as such, the solution with Chainlink is the perfect fit for us to enable anyone with a transparent way to read our Bitcoin reserves in real time. And this is really fantastic. None of that would be possible without the amazing teams that we have at 21Shares. And of course, the collaboration that we have with Arc and the fantastic partnership that we had so far with the Chainlink team. So kudos to everyone, of course, for this fantastic way to finally have in asset management the possibility to read the Bitcoin reserves on the blockchain, which is FM right now.
Great. I'm sorry, guys. We're dealing with a little bit of technical challenges with William's mic, but my name's Kat, and I'm coming in from the 21Shares space, so I'm going to take over for him a little bit until that is worked out. Ellie, do you want to dive in a little bit more into kind of how these proof of reserves work on a little bit more of a technical level?
Yep, absolutely. Very happy to. So at the technical level, what happens on the back end is that the Chainlink networks connected to the Ethereum blockchain reads the Bitcoin wallets of our spot Bitcoin ETF, thanks to the adapter that they built, connecting our custodians API, so that this is able to be available on the Ethereum network. And Chainlink has this network of oracles that can read the data. There's about 16 of them. And this is really fantastic because for the first time, it's possible to read any kind of data on the Ethereum blockchain permanently and available for anyone that can actually see it. And the cool thing is that we have actually also an ENS domain name so that you can also read for yourself. If you're really familiar with the Ethereum blockchain, you can take the wallet address of the proof of reserves and actually also verify them over time. You can build dashboards and great tools on top of it. So lo and behold, essentially it's just a connector from our custodians API to basically the Chainlink network built on the Ethereum blockchain. Maybe Andres, you want to add anything on the technical side?
No, I think that's a very good summary. I think that it's a view into what goes on under the platform. So it's I think one of the first examples of transparency in especially the TradFi world where people can actually see what's being held inside the products. So it's very important that we're able to bring up a bit of crypto to the TradFi space.
I love it. Building bridges.
Exactly.
This is what we do.
All right. Sorry, folks. I'm back now. So great to hear you guys chatting about building bridges. Now, pivoting to think about industry standards, let's think about a big part of the reason we're all here. David, the industry loves to promote transparency, but the value of proof of reserves didn't really take off until after the collapse of the FTX debacle. Here at Chainlink, we've been doing this for years. However, you know, it takes events like this for people to really start paying attention to it. Can you speak a bit to the value of proof of reserves and why the industry sees it as such a cornerstone necessity?
Sure. Well, here at ARC, we've always seen on-chain the on-chain mechanism that is embedded in all cryptocurrencies as one of the main value propositions of the asset cohort, in the sense that everything is auditable and transparent 24/7, as opposed to the data we would see on traditional assets since a century ago, basically. One of the ways crypto revolutionizes this is by providing a cryptographic ledger of all transactions, as I'm guessing most people in this space know. But even more important that it solves for one core problem in terms of counterparty risk, which is avoiding fractional reserves, right? Fraudulent fractional reserves. In this vein, the FTX fiasco was like the main driver to adopt this sort of technology, proof of reserves. Although at that time, a few on-chain providers already had a sense of actual reserves of FTX at the time, and their decline. They weren't fully verifiable cryptographically. They were mostly inferences to archaeology and other data analysis systems. But now, with proof of reserves pretty much becoming widespread in the industry, especially for products as important as spot ETFs, I think it's becoming like the bare minimum, right, for institutional adoption, and hopefully the trend continues.
Beautiful, yeah. Definitely looking forward to see this trend continue, and very happy to see, you know, ARK and 21 Shares be a leader in this space. So with that, Andres, turning over to you now, how do members of the TradFi community benefit from concepts like proof of reserve?
That's a great question. I think it goes back to the integrity of the products, back to, I mean, what happened with FTX can happen with any other large TradFi company. And then just the peace of mind for investors to know that there is actual reserves back in the products that they trade on a daily basis is extremely comforting and beneficial for the industry. So I think this is the first foray we'll see into use of this type of technology in the TradFi space. I mean, at the end of the day, when you trade something on exchange, you're trading shares, you trust the companies that are launching all these products. And it's always best to trust, but also to verify that the information is accurate.
It's exactly. Truth over trust is something we're very passionate about here at Chainlink. And, you know, avoiding and repeating disasters such as Enron and Lehman's is, you know, the ultimate goal here with cryptographic truth. And with that thought in mind, Ellie, why was it so important for 21 Shares to kind of lead the charge here and to work with Chainlink to deliver an on-chain attestation for ARKV?
Yeah, it's a great question. Well, first of all, we're crypto specialists with ARK as well. And for us, it was really important with our operational excellency to find ways to show investors that blockchain technology has so many use cases. And one of them is actually to provide you in real time on a daily basis the attestations of our Bitcoin reserves. And there was no better partner than Chainlink to provide this solution to us. Because at the end of the day, the goal for us is to build bridges into the crypto world. It starts with education. And of course, this is an educational series that we do here with you guys to explain how you can best use these great technology and solution that we have for you to see in front of you on a daily basis, the Bitcoin reserves, but most importantly, how do you understand this asset class better to have an easy access to, you know, a Bitcoin exposure. And the journey really starts with education, and part of the education is transparency. And transparency is one of the better ethos of crypto in a sense, because you're able, thanks to blockchain transparency, in so many ways to build on top with so many solutions and use cases. And of course, ETFs is one of them, but also providing the real-time proof of reserves is also another one. And there is much more that we can build on top of blockchain technology. And I think this is a way to show that as an innovative asset manager, with a fantastic partnership with ARK, we can also show you guys that we can build on top of blockchain technology in so many ways with partners like Chainlink.
Yeah, I would add to that, Ellie. So just going back to the FTX scenario for a second, I remember when that happened, we got a lot of questions around our proof of reserves. And at the moment, we didn't have an on-chain solution. We had to actually go out to paper and to auditors and be able to provide attestations to our stakeholders in order to keep everybody comfortable with what we were doing. And as a result of all that proactive action, we were able to keep spreads on the market very tight. we gained a level of trust that we didn't have before with all our stakeholders. So this is just a proactive approach to front running all those potential issues in the future and just being transparent with our shareholders from day one.
Well put. And yeah, transparency into the market is an absolutely tremendous factor. And we're really proud here at Chainlink to be able to do this via our decentralized Oracle network, which is highly secure in the data supply chain from the actual data source to the destination of writing on chain. Do this in a very highly secure and trusted way. Now, with that, David, what does the easy availability of POR tools mean for the industry? And to kind of add to that, are we at a point where abstracting out the complications of verifying on-chain creates an opportunity for more people to benefit from this type of tech?
Yeah, I see a huge market. Let's call it a proof of reserves market growing, especially as it pertains to insurance and accounting, just generally. The way it permeates the industry, I mean, going back to the core thesis of Bitcoin since 2009, I think beyond monetary policy or whatever other innovation that was done in that cryptocurrency, I think the one of the at least top three, let's call it, value propositions is being able to not only verify on a cryptographic way the funds of any given entity, but also do it 24/7 and with a granularity that is unmatched in the traditional financial system.
Awesome. Thank you for that perspective. Ellie, did you have something to add?
No, I couldn't agree more with what just David said. Because, you know, essentially when we're looking at what we do is really to give investor a convenient way to access crypto, and accessing is ensuring that they know exactly what they invest in and they have a way for them to verify what they invest in as well. And I think this is really the broader ethos around how you build up transparency, real-time assurances that can really allow investors to be comfortable with this asset class. And again, as our mission is to build bridges, it really requires us to help people step-by-step to move into this asset class with tools that they are actually not comfortable with yet, but that would help them to actually empower their decision-making process. So I think this is really the true innovation here around how we can leverage Chainlink decentralized Oracle system built on public networks, allowing investors to get more comfortable with this asset class in so many ways.
Well stated. So, and thank you for that add-on, Ellie. You know, I'm going to go over to Andres now here. You guys are a pretty crypto native team and the crypto community loves transparency. So ultimately, can you walk us through, you know, your decisions on why you went about publishing a proof of reserve via Chainlink instead of just simply stating your wallet addresses?
That's a great question. I mean, it's a conversation we have continuously internally. I had certainly had this conversation with David and Ellie before. It's a balance, right? So, I mean, transparency is definitely the key here. But at the same time, we have to balance that with security. There are still potential dusting attacks that can happen on wallets. It's something that we have to protect ourselves to the extent possible. There are regulatory concerns around crypto in the US that we need to kind of be mindful of and make sure that we are taking a proactive stance and not disclosing anything that can potentially cause issues within our products. Last and not least, it's if you can do both, if you can actually create that transparency while not disclosing your wallets and kind of keeping security top of mind, I think that's the best of both worlds and essentially what we're able to do here through the Chainlink solution. So. I don't know, Ellie and David, I know you have thoughts here, so please add here.
Excellent. So outside of that, I know this isn't where we're at today, but you know, writing this type of data set on chain will unlock potential further use cases in the future, which I'm excited to see the possibilities there now that the data is on chain. You know, and then back to Ellie, I know you kind of briefly touched on some of these aspects before, but let's dive in a bit deeper. Out of all the options out there, why did you choose Chainlink Proof of Reserve for this integration? And during this journey, was there any surprise benefits that came about that you may have not been expecting?
So Chainlink was definitely a no-brainer from day one. Of course, you guys are, in a very unique way, the only provider that can do that on chain without disclosing wallet addresses for specific reasons, as Andres mentioned. But of course, you know, when we're looking at providers, we're looking at, you know, the security, whether they're decentralized, the track records, and of course, you know, Chainlink doing that for the past 7 years is absolutely a no-brainer. Actually, DeFi in so many ways would not be possible to work, especially in the lending market, without the Chainlink Oracle network. And of course, you know, when we think about things like moving forward tokenization as well, Chainlink is a core piece of the infrastructure. And as such, it was a no-brainer to actually leverage the proof of reserve solutions for us, given the fact that we really were looking for an on-chain solution without disclosing wallet addresses and allowing investors in the community to read the balance on a daily basis. So really hat tip to the Chainlink team. Very impressed as well with the diversity of different blockchains where they're built upon to allow, you know, these several ways to leverage the solution across the chains as well. So quite impressive to see the breadth of solutions that you guys built for the past 7 years.
Fantastic. Yeah, and thanks for that, Ellie. I mean, one of the great things that I like about this is, you know, we do have that dashboard that is publicly available for everybody to look at, you know, for the less than savvy to read the blockchain directly. All right, so back over to David. What does access to proof of reserve for a product like ArcB mean for the industry at large from your perspective?
Well, as the global investable asset base keeps inflowing into Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, I think it's going to be becoming increasingly important to assure two things. One, obviously, the proof of reserves on the on-chain side of operations of any given product or company. I think that working in tandem with a robust legal and regulatory framework like the US's makes up for a very robust financial system. In addition, I would say that the way this specific product has been, has jumped into the proof of reserves is pretty special in the sense that it's not publishing a single address into the world. Opening, as Andres mentioned, to dusting attacks and things of the like. I think that is also an important differentiator to mention here. I think those three axes would work well into giving a minimum level, a base level for products like these to launch going forward.
Beautiful. Thank you for that, David. You know, I really couldn't agree. I do really think that this is a great step forward for the industry at large. Well, fantastic. You know, I'd like to turn it over to Ellie. You know, as we kind of come towards the end of our discussion today, you know, could you share some insights with us on what is most exciting to you about what's next and what should everybody in the audience here be on the lookout for?
You mean for the space in general?
Yeah, for the space in general, or any type of information or news you would like to present to this audience.
I think if you guys are interested to understand what's happening next month, I think there is a monumental moment that happens to Bitcoin's monetary policy, the halving. So we have the countdown based on the settlement time, every 10 minutes, available on Luna Analytics and done by our fantastic research team at 21Shares. But also in collaboration with ARK, they have a fantastic monthly Bitcoin reports where you can see the key metrics on the ARK website. But on the 21Shares side, I think checking out the next halving would be quite interesting and pretty much important as well, given the fact that there is a restriction in the supply and a pent-up demand that we've seen today for accessing Bitcoin in so many ways through ETFs. So I would say for the audience, if you're looking for a real-time solution as well for the next halving, check out our Luna Analytics dashboards on the, our main page, because that would be quite significant as well moving forward. And that's expected for mid-April next month. Maybe, David, you want to discuss more about some of the metrics that you guys push as well for your monthly Bitcoin reports. I think this is really informative for the audience as well.
Yeah, sure. We every month we publish the Bitcoin Monthly, which collates a lot of the information, relevant information we're seeing at the protocol level, especially on Bitcoin at any given time. In addition, we also extend that the analysis to macro and the derivatives market. So that basically gives our monthly take on the state of Bitcoin, especially leveraging on-chain analysis, which is, in our view, the best way to gauge fundamental analysis in the asset, supply and demand in general.
And David is very humble, by the way, because he is the inventor, or I would say co-inventor, of one of the key metrics that help investors understanding the market tops and bottoms, called market cap, to realize value, MVRV. So definitely follow David as well, because they have also some fantastic research to explain everything that is happening behind the scenes on the Bitcoin network. We also have in-house at 21Shares, fantastic strategists and researchers. I can call out a few names like Tom Wan, but also other researchers as well that can definitely help you guys get into crypto more easily. And of course, none of that would be possible with our fantastic operations team and capital markets team and marketing team as well, of course.
Fantastic. I do appreciate that extra bit of alpha there. And I know, David's been working pretty hard on crunching those numbers. So
alpha, but not financial advice, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, market perspective. So do your own research. Now with that, let's just go around. Maybe we even start with David. Where can our listeners find you?
Deepwell ARK on Twitter, X. And for all things ARK Invest, that would be ARK/invest.com. Or just Google ARK Bitcoin Monthly. That works as well. Something like that.
Awesome. Andres, where can our listeners find you?
Definitely. So Andres 21 Co. On X.
Perfect. And Ellie.
Yep. Likewise, you guys can find my Twitter account, Eli Ndinga. But also you can check out our research on the 21shares.com website, as well as our Luna Analytics dashboards. If you want to have real-time data on June.com, you would find our parent company page called 21Co. So June.com/21Co. If you want to have the best in class blockchain analytics data. And yeah, of course, our 21Shares website and our Twitter account as well, 21Shares US.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. And then you can find me at Chainlink Will. And of course, you can always find more detailed information about Chainlink at chain.link. And if you're interested on observing all of our current pricing oracles, as well as proof of reserve feeds, and to view the publicly available dashboard for ARC B 21 shares proof of reserve, please head over to data.chain.link to see that. So awesome. I had a lovely time speaking with you guys today. Thank you for everybody in the audience for bearing with us in the beginning on any technical issues. And yeah, I hope everybody has a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks, William. It was great. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Will. Take care. Thanks, everyone.
Cheers.
There's this principle in like Taoism where it's just like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably it kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts for getting out of fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code. And now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yambato and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Is it really worth all the fighting? Is it really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
We started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out. Teaching all these plebiscites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches when they choose to have fits. All you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, the shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile, over here rewiring features. More critical thinking, less knee-jerk. More evolution, less shit. Coin preachers pretending to be teachers, y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rap fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
Terror spaces.